As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Oh, yes, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. And welcome to our Tuesday, April the 21st, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. That's oraclebroadcasting.com. I'm on the web. Oracle's on the web. You can check out my little websites today, perhaps. It's vocallocal.org and also ozarksvoter.info. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today with our special guest, Galen Chadwick. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. I would encourage you to get a notepad ready and a pen or a pencil and be prepared to take notes and feel free to call into the broadcast today. Galen is a fountain of information and knows quite a bit about all of the various agricultural issues that are facing us these days and a lot of the social issues as well, and I'm sure you'll enjoy today's broadcast. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can sign in, pick a name, and become vocal local in the OracleBroadcasting.com chat room. Or pick up the telephone, call now. For those with unlimited long distance or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call 512-904-8014 and join us live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call toll free at 866-841-1065 and your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at host@vocallocal.org. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Here's a big shout out to Liberty Radio and Micro 1650 AM and the other micros that are picking up this broadcast today. Thank you, and thank you so very much for broadcasting Become Vocal Local. Again, those websites are www.vocallocal.org and ozarksvoter.info. The listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065, and the Oracle chat room is open. Gold steady today, above 880, climbing slowly towards the 890 area in early trading. We'll go into that quickly. Today's topic is going to be the Well-Fed Neighbor Alliance with our special guest, Galen Chadwick. You'll want to stay tuned for that. Of course, we'll take your calls and much more. Let's go into those market reports for Tuesday, April 21st, 2009, active trading, New York City time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Gold was up $8.50, trading at $893.90. Silver was up a dime, trading at $12.20 a troy ounce. Platinum up a buck, $1,162, and palladium up $2, trading at $226. Yesterday, the Dow Jones closed down 289.60 points, a 3.56% decline at 7,841.73. The NASDAQ off 6486 yesterday for a 3.88% decline to 1,608.21. The USDX, that dollar index that we watch so carefully, off 10 basis points, trading at 86.88 in morning trading. The crude oil off 53 cents, running $45.35 for a barrel of light sweet crude. The lows and highs in today's gold spot market, 884.30 for a low, 896.60. We can still see this $10-$12 spread, a very tight, narrow band. It's off 23.90 over the year. And we'll be right back after this brief commercial intermission. Stay with us.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy." Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic food,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back right here on our Tuesday, April the 21st, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. My name is William Roberts, and today I'm joined on air with by a very special guest, Galen Chadwick. I've had the opportunity of hearing Galen speak here locally to two different audiences. He has an excellent program, very interesting perspective. And today he's going to help us to connect the dots between food freedom, food and freedom, and discuss the idea of food sovereignty. Let's welcome our guest, Galen Chadwick. Are you with me this morning?
Yes. Good morning, William.
Well, good morning. And if I could get you to speak up just a little bit, the audience may be able to hear you better. Galen, you've got you've got a tremendous presentation. You have a very good personality, if you will. In an audience, you work with a live audience very well. We have a radio audience this morning, and I'd like to have you go in and start in, basically, in the beginning, how you got involved in this well-fed neighbor alliance and what you see as the future for that idea. And also just let the audience know, if you would, in the beginning here, a little bit about yourself and why this information is important to them.
Thank you, William. Well, first of all, I'm just every man. I'm not a college-trained expert in much of anything, but like everyone else, I've been getting increasingly, concerned about the drift of our country, the drift of our neighborhood, the drift of our liberty. There seems to be a degradation on all levels, and at some point, I suppose, I just decided to get off the sidelines and see what I could do. I'm fairly simple in my approach, and it just begins with a few basic observations about what it means to be a human being living here on this planet. The first is that the most important human event is the annual harvest. All of our personal choices and goals, and indeed every aspect of our civilization, ultimately depends on the reliable production and a timely distribution of food. If you think about it, everybody else's job comes second. And so I ask myself the question, what were we like when we were sovereign Missourians before we joined the Federal Union and anything else? And back in the day, there was probably not a single county in Missouri where the people couldn't feed themselves, clothe themselves, house themselves, make shoes, everything. And today, I'd be hard-pressed to name a single county in the state of Missouri where that's true, where people can even feed themselves.
Well, one thing I've noticed, Galen, being a bit of a, I don't know whether you can call it an aficionado or not, but I certainly have spent a fair amount of time standing around farm auctions, and if the antiques that come up out of the barns and out of the farmhouses and right up out of the grass in the field are any indication, from shoe lasts to cross-cut saws to blacksmithing equipment to you name it, Missouri seems to be able to pull this stuff out of the barn at will. So I think you're absolutely right when you say that there have been times in our past, and not just in Missouri, folks, but around the United States, where we were able to basically be self-reliant, largely working in community with our neighbors, and we're not dependent upon nearly as much as we've become now, not dependent upon outside sources for the very simple things like Galen began with an annual harvest. My goodness, if we can't feed ourselves, then there's no time left for any of the enjoyments. It's time to put the fiddle down.
Well, that's right. What people have no longer remember is that once Missouri not only fed the entire state population, but millions of more people up and down the East Coast. The cornucopia of our harvest once ranked among the greatest ever known in agrarian history in quality, quantity, diversity. And here was where we had true prosperity. There was a period from the late 1880s all the way up to 1914 that we enjoyed the greatest prosperity, peace, and neighborhood comfort that we as Missourians have ever experienced. And that's 95 years ago in the rearview mirror. But in those days, farmers could build and did build great, beautiful homes on the hill on limestone foundations, and two or three stories with porches, wraparound porches, and their sons and daughters, by the labor of their own hand, could buy land and build houses and have honest, decent living. And by the way, the lawyers and banks weren't in between this equation. So we have declined to the point that we can no longer feed ourselves. And so you mentioned these farm implements and anvils. The Well-Fed Neighbor Alliance is organizing county by county, finding these old implements, finding how to repair them, and most importantly, turning the fescue desert that we now live in back into the productive Garden of Eden, where we used to have 35 major agricultural products coming from this part of the world. And the list is long and amazing when you read it. Now, we don't even keep the hides of the cattle we ship out of here. We can't
let me jump in, and we're going to be coming to a break here in a moment, but let me just go back to this idea of a fescue desert. Now, listen carefully, people, because the idea of monoculture in grass is such that for grazing cattle, fescue is a resilient grass. It does well. The cattle do fairly well on it, although they do need to have a little bit more diversity, if you will, in their diet. But the idea of a fescue desert, grasslands are very brittle, very dry. This is oak scrub brush a lot, oak forest. We do have some pine in some areas growing still, but it's a very kind of an arid, even though we get about 40 inches of rain, Galen. It's still a very arid and brittle climate. And that is not conducive, if you will, to personal wealth and health. It is basically a response to the demand for more and more and endlessly more cattle. But as more and more acres go into cattle grazing, fewer and fewer acres are left to any other kind of cropping. And yet there's, as you mentioned, a rich history in the past of things we have been able to do with our soil here in Missouri. But I just wanted to jump in with that fescue desert. It's so important to understand that, folks.
Yes, it needn't be. It's not that the weather has changed so much. It's because public money for agricultural research and technology over all of the land grant colleges, specifically the University of Missouri, has favored concentration into large-scale farming operations into transnational corporations and companies who are, you know, they're subject to government regulations, but they're large enough to set prices and choose which farmers in which counties will be patronized. And what we've got is a policy that is systemically biased in favor of not providing adequate livelihoods from full-farm farmers, from full-farm. It's favored concentration into large-scale farming operations.
And it certainly has, and we've got a break right on top of us here, Galen, okay. So we'll take this break, folks. We'll be right back with our special guest, Galen Chadwick. Stay with us.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Thank you.
And we've returned, and visiting with us today is Galen Chadwick with the Well-Fed Neighbor Alliance. You can visit his website, wellfedneighbor.com, wellfedneighbor.com, that's www.wellfedneighbor.com. We're talking about connecting the dots between food and freedom, the idea of food sovereignty. We're also looking at some of the things that we can do locally. This will be a solutions-driven broadcast largely today, informative and solutions-driven. Things that we can do to regain our food sovereignty. But as we were going into the break, Galen, you were mentioning the transnational corporations that are truly driving agriculture in America and around the world. Maybe you'd like to pick it up and go a little further with that idea.
Oh, boy. Well, I don't know if your listeners know this, but fully two-thirds of the farmers in Missouri are 60 years of age or older. These policies have resulted in the government, federal, and now to the countywide, is driven by the different land-grant universities, which, by the way, their research development programs are almost wholly subsidized by Monsanto, Cargill, ADM, and Tyson. These trends have hollowed out rural America, and now what we see is poverty, aging, depopulation over the last few decades. And the apologists for this socialized or collective, I call it corporate collectivism, they say, well, this is efficient. But the truth of the matter is the only efficiency about it is the largest mass migration ever recorded in history, which is the removal of the freeholding man and woman from their farms and pushing them into cities to become consumers. Now, Missouri used to lead the world production of apples, and we get over half of our apple juice and apples from China. You can go down the list. I start showing people the food deficit, county by county, that we have here, and it opens their eyes. You know, we all pray, Lord, give us this day our daily bread, but we may or may not realize that here in Springfield, our deficit is 55,500 acres of wheat that we used to grow right here and make our own daily bread. And now it's coming from hundreds, if not thousands, of miles away. Everything we do and live and all of our assumptions, our expectations, even our peace of mind, is now based upon tenuous, fragile, and complex, globalized transportation systems that could be broken at any time, at any link. And to bring it all home, I tell folks here in Springfield, you know what? You've got 3 days worth of food in this city. And then what? What are you going to do? I'm all for Second and Tenth Amendment rights, and I can speak, some people say, eloquently on them. But this is even more fundamental. This is basic. You're facing famine in 3 days, and the people that went through that ice storm here 2 years ago know exactly what I'm talking about. All the grocery store shelves here in Springfield were cleared out in 3 days.
And it doesn't take long, folks, for this kind of evacuation, if you will, of the shelves to occur. And any little glitch in this mini land bridge from the seaports onto the with the containers coming off of the ships, going onto the back of a truck, going to a railhead, and from a railhead inland back onto a truck, and finally they berth or they land, they come to land in a town near you. But this whole thing is totally dependent on the continuation. All things must continue as they were, so to speak. But Galen, I'm looking at a time, and I think you are, I know you are as well, where all things may not continue as they were, and if that happens to us, we really are completely dependent on outside sources for food, which is the most perilous condition we could possibly imagine.
I want to, William, appeal to the common sense and the practicality of your listeners. Yesterday, we heard Ahmadinejad, or what's his name, threatening to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. And last Friday, the former Israeli ambassador to the UN, repeating what Netanyahu has been saying day in and day out, we are going to take out that reactor sooner than later, with or without the help of the United States, but it's going to go down. Now, the dictator of Iran says, you do that, and I'm taking out the Saudi oil fields. I've got 10,000 missiles. Folks, we're not talking some indefinite future. It might be good to scratch out a little plot of extra potatoes out in the backyard. We're talking about the building of an imminent outbreak of war and possibly World War III, in which 70% of Europe's oil will be cut off in a single minute. He takes out those oil fields. You could do that with a match in a high wind, much less 10,000 missiles. So what I'm saying is maybe 60 days or 90 days, this conversation is suddenly going to seem poignant, but perhaps meaningless, unless the people listening to this start doing the common sense things that Americans have always done when they saw the British hauling them cannons up the hills, you know, toward their homes. But right now we don't have the luxury of that. We've got to take some proactive action to do what? Create jobs and grow our food. That's all this is about, is relocalize our jobs. And I've got lots of suggestions that I give to farmers, groups. I speak almost every night. And all I ask is you pass the hat so I can get the gas money to get there and back. I'm not trying to give you this information to promote myself. The Well-Fed Neighbor Alliance itself isn't an organization. We have no elected officers. We don't have a bank account. We don't collect money. We're an alliance of people that all want to pull on the same rope in the same direction and get our people back to the point where we're a free and sovereign people. And once we're that, then we can negotiate or abdicate any other political alliances that don't serve the people of this state. But we're not in a position to do that except rhetorically and maybe in our fantasies. But unless and until we can actually feed ourselves, clothe ourselves, and put shoes on our kids' feet, I think a lot of this talk is just talk. So,
well, we can talk all night about seeds and garden and stuff like that. But folks, when you realize if you've never gardened, if you've never tried to put in a crop, from the time that you start thinking about it to the time that you can actually start producing it is a tremendous period of time. Sometimes 100 days, 190 days, 100, you know, and so on. The maturity time on various crops is longer than you might think. And so you may have jars and cans and boxes and bales of seed around somewhere. But if that seed is not already growing or ready to be going in, if you haven't worked the soil, you know, the thing, we talked about that fescue desert, Galen, but back when I was first getting started setting up my little farmyard, my little home place, I was taught by a neighbor a really important phrase, and that is basically that if you feed the soil, the soil will feed you, but if you starve the soil, you starve yourself. And so there's time necessary, folks, to build up compost and to build up those garden beds. There's time that it takes to build up the fertility of the soil so that it'll be able to produce a good quality foodstuff coming out of it. So there are many things that we can be doing, things that we need to be doing. And if we really understand the global environment we live in, these are things that we need to be doing right this very moment.
Well, amen to that, William. That's why the Well-Fed Neighbor Alliance launched the 1,000 Gardens Project here in Springfield. And I think for every garden that we are putting in or talking to people putting in, there's 10 more that are going in now because it's legitimized. And people that might have been shy or worried about what their neighbors thought about digging up their backyard, they don't care anymore. And I'm seeing backyards and even front yards in between the sidewalk and the street, people are starting to put in food. Now, that's our urban strategy, including planting an edible landscape of nut and fruit trees up and down these dividers and ripping out these worthless ornamentals and Bradford pears that break down in an ice storm anyhow.
That's right. Let me jump in right there. We've got a break on top of us, folks. We'll be right back with Galen Chadwick.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're visiting today with Galen Chadwick of the Well-Fed Neighbor Alliance. And as we were going into the break, we just started to open the idea of planting trees, fruit trees, and other things like blueberries and whatnot. And I understand from my own experience and from good advice and counsel that if you buy a $5 tree, you're going to have to put in a $10 hole to support it. It takes time, doesn't it, Galen, to go from a scion or a small seedling to actually being able to produce fruit. So again, folks, we're talking about this idea that there's something that we could be doing right now that we're not, and perhaps that would include even so much as planting the fruit trees, the ornamentals. Galen mentioned the Bradford pear. I have a broken down Bradford pear right behind my house, one of three that was decimated in the last ice storm. But other than having flowers and a little bit of very little shade, it produces nothing edible. So yes, there are things that we need to be looking at. Let's talk a little bit more about trees, Galen. You've mentioned pecans in the past, walnuts, etc., the various fruit trees. What are we looking from the time of planting to the time that you might start to receive harvest off that?
Well, in a northern pecan, and that's the variety you're going to want here, and by the way, it's also a nickname, a common name is water hickory, which might give you some idea of what kind of conditions it needs. Those trees are going to need at least an inch of water every week during the hot, dry season to really produce. You're looking at about 7 years before you start getting a bushel or more of nuts for these trees. That goes by pretty quick. Now, you can speed this up quite a bit if anybody out there can graft, and there are some good grafters still among us. you can cut down any hickory species, and you know, it might be an inch or two in diameter, and that'll sprout out. And when those sprouts come out at the top of that tree, or trim it just to the ones on the top of the tree, to three or four that are going to be your main branches, and then you graft the fine wood from a bearing pecan tree, a good variety, right into those, and by golly, you're going to shorten that time frame by years, you know. And that's one little tip. Our black walnuts are and remain the stock, the root stock for your English walnut trees and your Carpathian walnuts. Anybody that's ever tried to bite into a walnut that, with your bare teeth knows that's a pretty tough job unless you're a squirrel. But you take them English walnuts, you can crack two of them together with your hand, and there's about four or five times as much nut meat in there. So these Carpathian or English walnuts, you can graft them right onto your walnut. Plant those walnuts. They come up, and after a year, you've got a little sprout about the size of an ink pen in diameter, and that's when you cut that off and whip graft on the tip of a Carpathian or an English walnut, and then you've got an English walnut tree. So there's lots we can do without paying $35 a tree from these retailers out there, if you could even get them. The wholesaler, the only one in the state, which ought to give some of you entrepreneurs some ideas, the Forest Keeling Nursery, they're booked solid 2 years in advance now for the orders. And there's a few hoops and hurdles, but you could start a state-sponsored nursery and start selling those trees in one-gallon buckets for $10 each after a couple of years and make more money than you ever would off the nuts, just trying to get those things out and distributed in the bottomlands and in the yards and gardens of people all over this part of the state. Now, this would be a whole special program we could talk about. There are all kinds of valuable, I mean valuable and delicious fruits and vegetables we could replant and start planting here.
Well, anybody that's ever sat down to crack a bowl of a big nut bowl full of black walnuts, you know, that's not the kind of a job that you do with the little nutcrackers. That's kind of almost requires nuclear assistance. But if you follow the seam line with a jackknife, you can open them up just as handy as the squirrels do. But when we think about a lot of this, Galen, what comes to my mind is this. I don't know. I think it's I can't see it here in my library. It's in the other room. But I think there's like 8 or maybe I have 10 volumes of the old Foxfire books. There's a lot of lost technology. There's knowledge that has basically been taken out of general circulation and has all but been forgotten. And it's not just been done because there was a shortage of paper or a lack of interest. There's a deeper design behind all of this. But there's certainly much of this lost technology that we need to revisit one more time, because if we lose it, in one or two generations, recovering it was just as difficult for us folks as it was for the very early people to make the leap or transition from the cave to these various technologies. And so we can't afford to lose a connection with our past. But let's go back. You talked about that a bit at the one of the talks that you gave. Let's talk about that, not just an obfuscation, but a removal of some of these ideas from general circulation.
Oh, boy. Well, let me give a shout-out to your listeners and ask them to get it's a DVD. You can look at it online or maybe order. It's called The Future of Food. And that'll send a lot of people down the right path when they begin to understand the depth of what I'm talking about. I think the closest you can come to getting a grown man to cry, and that would, I mean, meaning me, is the knowledge that in the last century of industrialized agriculture, and hold on to your seats now, 97% of the fruit and vegetable varieties we once grew in this state are now extinct. 100 years ago, there were 7,000 varieties of apples growing in the state of Missouri. Now, even when I was a baby in 1950, we still had 60,000 orchards in this state. Now it's well below 1,000. And we have seen the drop of our productivity and diversity just go down the wayside in the name of efficiency. But and here, if you don't mind, I'd like to give a little praise to people I respect and admire just in case people get the wrong idea here. And I'm talking specifically about the horticultural agents and the extension agents, the hardworking and dedicated people who are the last repository of this knowledge and wisdom, and they are the people that are going to help us get through this. Unfortunately, they're working in a system and for an employer that is focused, and I'm talking about now, again, the big boys here, our agricultural research has focused on relatively low-value commodity crops, corn, soybean, you know what they are, that can be exported, and that means shipped long distances or fed to livestock or burned up in gasoline tanks, rather than promoting and restoring or even holding on to our diverse high-value crops and technology that would help small-scale farmers make a higher income. And here in the University of Missouri, our land-grant university is privately funded through Cargill, Monsanto, ADM, and Tyson, and these companies, these multinationals, by the way, have leveraged relatively small investments in research against substantial previous public investments in the labs, personnel, and research. That means your and my tax dollars, which have been completely taken over by these, we're subsidizing these private companies.
Absolutely.
The hollowing out of our culture and indeed the liberty and freedom that we take for granted and which we're going to be sorely disabused of the very day that for any reason this long chain breaks. It's been the conscious design of these companies with the total complicity at federal level by our U.S. government. So I'm just trying to put it in a little perspective where people have focused on money and they've forgotten what wealth is. In the days to come, I'd like to define wealth as the ability of a person, how many people he can feed and for how long. And the wealth of generations and indeed hundreds, if not thousands of years of loving individual tending to these gardens that developed all these varieties and all this cornucopia of food and products, and indeed the basis of the wealth of the once sovereign people of the state of Missouri, it's gone. And we didn't even notice, and it's happened in one generation.
Well, if we look back to the Industrial Revolution, we can go all the way back to mercantilism, the Reformation, 1500s. But if we look at the idea of the division of labor on specialized basis and come through the Industrial Revolution at the time that the time period that we're talking about, folks, back in the 1890s, 1900s, when Missouri was an agricultural resource par excellence, we were basically enticed off the farms all across America and around the world into these various and sundry industrial centers because they were offering a medium of exchange and a place where you could stand indoors largely and didn't have to be out grubbing with the hoe or working with the mules, and basically enticed people into the cities and off the farms, which then broke that self-feeding cycle. Broke that idea that we had when we started. We'll be right back after this break, folks. Stay with us.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
And we've returned right here on Become Vocal Local. And once again, those call-in numbers, folks, are 866-841-1065. Talking with our guest, Galen Chadwick, from the Well-Fed Neighbor Alliance here in Missouri. And don't think that it's a Missouri-specific broadcast, folks. This can apply right wherever you are. If you'll do a little bit of homework, as Galen suggests, and take a look at your ability to produce things from the land right where you are, you'll find many, many, many a virtual cornucopia of produce and other things that the earth has typically given up in the past and things that we can get back involved in. Galen, as we're going into the break again one more time, we keep coming back to this transnational corporation involvement at every single level and every step of this game. And you're talking about basically becoming vocal local, bringing things back home. Again, taking a look right where we are and seeing what we can do to improve our lot in life. Let's kind of just pick it up there and keep going. We talked a little bit about the fruit trees and nut trees. Certainly there are other things that people can be doing. How would you proceed with this thousand garden idea?
Well, that's our urban strategy. You have to have a rural strategy as well. It's not enough just to everyone go out and willy-nilly start planting stuff. You need to know how much we actually eat. Well, you can look up the per capita statistics on how many tomatoes we eat. Maybe it might be 60 to 70 pounds a year per person. How much wheat? It might be around 60 pounds, 55, 60 pounds, or a bushel per person, and so on. And then you look up to your typical yields per acre, and you can calculate county by county your food deficit. You could calculate for the county you live in, and if you're in a big urban environment, you're going to have to calculate how many tens of counties around you are going to have to grow food to feed you all that are in there doing the different things that you do. But this is we could go into this. I can tell you how we're doing this county by county. I'd like to get back to that, but to speak to the the first half of your kind of statement here, I'd like to pick up on these transnationals and what another definition of true wealth, there's several, has to do with education. Back in the 1870s, there was a man with the ambition of Alexander Great, the ruthlessness of Hitler, and the hubris and cluelessness of any one of our recent U.S. presidents all combined. And he said, I cannot build an industrial military state with farm kids. excuse me, whatever. He said they're independent. They'll leave the factory and go back because they can raise their own food. We have to take them away from their families so we can indoctrinate them with, in this case, the goals and values of Das Vaterland. Hence, kindergarten and state-sponsored education. Within 2 or 3 years, United States, France, and Britain were all taking kids away from the farm families and putting them into their, you know, a socialized, a state-sponsored, top-down, ideology-driven for the service of the industrialized state, military state, and here we are. And that's the single most important factor of removing the sovereign, independent, free-thinking, gun-toting people of every state in this union. And as I said at the beginning, I don't think there's a state left that the people can feed themselves, much less defend themselves, or much less even understand the circumstances of their decline and how bit by bit their freedom and liberty has been taken away from them, to the point now that we're all giving talks and speeches and teabag parties and can't plant the first carrot. And we're living in a described world, a virtual world, a world of the postmodern education in which we think our opinions about something equal the ability to pull it off or our actual capacity to do things. And we have lost the true wealth as a people, and it's not about money. That's what we keep counting, and that's a diversion. There's a lot more definitions to wealth than, this fiat based fractional reserve system, which
absolutely
is evil, no doubt. It's evil, no doubt. But this is just the tip of the iceberg, and we keep railing against the symptoms of the problem and not get the true perspective on how far we've fallen as a people.
Absolutely. We talk about that on this broadcast frequently, the idea basically that we can continue to be sidetracked with symptoms, and we can continue to wring our handkerchiefs over the victims. But as I like to think, Galen, in this generation, we have raised the symptoms up to a new social science. We can call it symptomology. And we've raised up the idea of victims to the level of their own social science. We can call that victimology. And so we're swept along daily by the media and our education. And unfortunately, the pastors, the preachers, they're all in it as well. So we're swept away in this idea of symptomology and victimology, and we forget the old Hippocratic oath. We forget the correct diagnosis of the disease. If we can concentrate on the disease, we may be able to cure it. And when we cure that, the symptoms and the victims will go away.
Amen to that. The dis-ease. I mean, really, what does the average person want but to lead an easeful, peaceful, and useful life? The motto of the Well-Fed Neighbor Alliance is, your best defense against hard times is a well-fed neighbor. And this bends the twig, you know, that the tree's going to grow in. It's not every man for himself. It's not conquest, compete, and consume without any sense of personal responsibility for the generations to come, for the unborn generations to come. No, we've been overtaken by an ideology, but now we just practice the politics of distraction. I mean, we are so perfectly divided, you wonder how we as a people who can barely create anything anymore have managed to pull this off. Well, I have some theories about that, too. Napoleon said, I think back in 1808, way back then, he said, when a people can be perfectly divided along the lines of their belief systems, then the power to rule them is laying in the streets.
Absolutely, and if you look at the last,
that's where we are.
If you look at the last election, just for instance, the presidential election here in Missouri, we had I think it was 1,450,000 for Obama, 1,449,000 for McCain, and so we can see a nation clearly divided along that specious political line, if none else. But we are always being divided. And, as the Matthew 12:24 says, a house divided cannot stand, a nation divided against itself should surely fall. Loose paraphrase there. But that's the idea, folks. And yes, this again is one of those things that are cleverly done. It's been done over time. We understand these basic tenets when Auguste Comte and his system of positivism put man under the microscope and created the concept of sociology. We became the focus of science. Sociology became the new queen of sciences. And ever since then, we've just been in a petri dish swimming around.
It's true, William. Listen to any man speak, and wherever he uses the words I, me, and mine, you know where to divide him from his neighbor.
That's it.
It's that simple. Right now, at this moment, we're not at the 11th hour. This is the hour. We're at the tipping point. This may be the last beautiful spring and summer. You've got to look out upon this, at least the superficial vision of a peaceful, calm time. Now is the time for people to focus on the unity behind our diversity and realize that those who are uniting us in the ability to create jobs right here, to localize, relocalize all of our abilities and our talents and to feed each other, those are the people you need to listen to. And those that continue to divide us in the name of politics and religion or sociology, know them for what they really are, self-promoters. And I don't care if they've taken the gospel of Jesus or they've taken the gospel of Jefferson, if they're still using it to create the us-them language and division among our people, well, my opinion is they need to be either given immediate psychiatric attention or given some kind of useful job where they can go out and produce something that'll help the rest of us, because their day is over. We're standing at the brink of a precipice. And I just ask your listeners to look to see the one in everyone and look to serve that one in everyone. Then we're going to get somewhere. And then we can talk about how to get some intensive management rotation practices, free up a few acres up in that farm you've got there, and at least down here in this corner of Missouri, we've got 14 to 16 counties. You know, we need 16,500 tons of seed wheat.
Well, let's hold it right there because we're going to come into a break, and I don't want to interrupt this important part of it. Folks, we're going to pick it up on the other side. We'll continue in the second hour with Galen Chadwick. For those stations that are leaving us, thank you for joining us. And for the rest of the audience, we'll see you on the other side. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to the Tuesday, April the 21st, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we begin our second hour, coming to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. That's oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, and I've got, as always, good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today. And today with our special guest, Galen Chadwick from the Well-Fed Neighbor Alliance. If you missed the first hour, folks, please do avail yourselves of our archives. Free access to our archives. Just go back and listen to the first hour, and you'll be able to pick up the thread. Galen, as we were going into the break, we were just starting to touch on some really important aspects of this, this concept of understanding who we are and whose we are, and being very careful about the use of our language insofar as our language can divide us mentally where there's actually no division at all. It's goes back to the beginning. Thomas Paine said that governments are organized for war, and they live by war, and they like to develop and perpetuate national prejudices and national hatreds as a way of basically dividing the people and keeping them always antagonistic one against the other. But I think, Paine would agree in his writings, that we have much more in common than we have apart. And if we can only bridge these gaps, these houses divided, we will be more resilient and able to move forward in the 21st century. Would you agree with that?
Well, I would not only agree with that. If you'd allow me, I could connect two or three more dots in the news that'll kind of maybe draw this together for a lot of folks that are rightly troubled about three or four key issues, immigration, gun ownership, private property rights, and this all ties into food sovereignty. I may have mentioned that while our prosperity once hung upon the metrics of how and what we eat, our liberty now rests upon where food comes from and who controls it. Now, I mentioned Monsanto, ADM, Cargill, Tyson, and Walmart. I had to throw Walmart in there now. Over half of our apple juice comes out of China, and we can't even grow them here anymore. Now, you heard President Obama down on the Mexican border here a couple of days ago wanting to cease the flow of guns that he says was coming out of the border, and touched upon the waves of immigration coming up here as if it was all somehow related to the drug industry and everything. But let me point out a few facts here. Our subsidized corn is being shipped to Mexico cheaper than those people that have lived on that land for centuries and thousands of years can grow it. And we've pushed millions of farmers off their farms into those cities. They're desperate. They're starving. Famine is about to break out in Mexico. Is it any wonder there's waves of millions of coming up here? Now, why would we want to have millions of people coming up here? Well, between 1980 and 2000, the Hispanic share of meat processing workers, and you know that's the most dangerous job you can imagine, increased from under 10% to almost 30%. And the Hispanic workforce itself is mostly foreign-born, and the growth of the U.S. Hispanic population now exceeds 100% in about half of all the states over the past decade. This is all because we have these corporations that will practice human slavery at every opportunity they can. In fact, there's been three cases of human slavery prosecuted here in the United States, one down in Florida involving over 700 people that were kept in chains, and this is in this century. Now, we have to understand how these multinational corporations are working, how they pay for the finest political system on earth. Our government is composed of people that have been bought and sold.
Let me jump right there, folks. We do definitely have the best government that money can buy. We're going to pick it up on the other side of this short intermission and continue this direction with our special guest, Galen Chadwick. I certainly hope you'll stay with us for the rest of the hour. We'll be right back.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we're back here on Tuesday, April 21st, 2009, in our two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local in the second hour now with our special guest, Galen Chadwick from the Well-Fed Neighbor Alliance. If you'd like to visit Galen's website, you can. It's www.wellfedneighbor.com, spelled just the way it sounds, wellfedneighbor.com. And you might want to check that out today. Galen, as we were going into the break, you were starting to discuss the wide-open state of our borders, the illegal alien invasion, if you will, coming from the southern hemispheres and from the east into the United States, and much of Europe is under the same gun as well. But having studied the international migration and development agenda from the United Nations, we can see that it's a global plan. And anticipating some kind of a border fence or anything like that, it's not going to happen, folks. The magnet is the jobs, and they're coming for the jobs, and why wouldn't they?
Well, they're coming for the jobs because they're being intentionally starved out down there because they'll work for a lot less than the people here. What had once been an urban, now think about just this one topic, our urban-based, unionized, skilled workforce. They were employed in production plants. That was your local butcher shop in the 50s. A friendly fella down there that cut up your meat and you knew him personally and you went to school with his kids. Now that's changed into a rural-based, mostly non-unionized and low-skill workforce that's concentrated within manufacturing plants. And this has been a deliberate, intentional strategy to get people to work for slave labor. And I guess we still have enough remembrance of what liberty and individual freedom for all of the world's people used to look like. But when you've got desperate, starving people by the millions, you can use them by the millions, and at your bottom line, just this is all connected to the same Madoffs, the same greed, the Bilderbergers, the same people, the same ruthless people that have no national boundaries, no tradition of liberty, and never did. I'd like to, again, walk a narrow line here. I'm not trying to pick on any human individual, but those that aren't offended by it, just quote St. Paul and say that our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but with principalities and powers and evil in high places. And whether it's the Roman Empire or the pharaohs of Egypt forcing us to make bricks, or whoever we're forcing to make bricks without straw, it's the same type of people. And those folks that were brought up on slavery charges had 700 people, and they put them in chains. Now, this is just, I think, 6-7 years ago in Florida. You don't have to go back to the National Socialist Party to find socialism here, and you don't have to go back to Treblinka and Auschwitz to find the brutal, pathological people. We've got them here in our own system, and they're more than happy for money to do whatever it takes.
Yes, and just recently, recently you may have heard of that kosher food plant up north of us here that came under the jackboot, if you will, for having all of the illegals working in there. So certainly it crosses even the line of Zionism and Judaism.
However we have divided ourselves is the way that we're going to continue to be divided to the point we're at each other's throats. Now, if we were living on a frontier and every cabin had its rifle and the state had a militia and everyone would walk miles in the rain or snow to pull their neighbor's cart out of the mud because you had to do that to survive, if we want to hold that up against our so-called tinsel and prosperity, well, I'm going to settle for more liberty and freedom than more tinsel and crap coming, pardon for you listening out there, I didn't mean to say that, kids, from China.
Well, I use the same phrase, Galen. What I call it,
I'm sorry.
What I use is the same phrase. I clearly say that I'm tired of this cheap plastic crap,
right.
And I use that as an acronym
right. For
communist Red Army products. So
right.
I'm
right.
with you on
and
that.
It's not whether this isn't a left or right issue. It's top-down hierarchy versus individual freedom and liberty.
Well, one of the talks that I've been giving, just to jump in again, one of the things that I've been talking about this past week and last week is the idea of anarchy. But if you go into the Bible again, as we did in Mark, I think it's 10 and 42, you'll see that the word anarch is against or not or without these leaders, these rulers, and it's not necessarily against government, because, and you touched on this in the previous hour, we were talking about no one is actually championing for Thomas Hobbes' Leviathan, all men at war against all men. The idea that is posed and captured in this, the title of this group, the Well-Fed Neighbor Alliance, you know, so many people are storing up their survival food and armaments and stuff like that, but who do you think is going to be who will those guns be used against? They'll be used against hungry neighbors trying to pillage your house. So I think you're right. The best defense is a well-fed neighbor.
Well, and think about this. If that's the only plan we've got, plan B that we've got, we're in real trouble. And why we've got it is because there is not a single politician of any party out there, I'm going to say major parties here, that actually can paint a picture or tell the story of a peaceful, prosperous, sustainable Missouri based on what we once used to have, much less present a roadmap and a timetable of how to get there. Every one of them has just got a concept of perpetual growth, which is coming from our fractional reserve system, and perpetual growth and expanding the GDP, growing the population, growing the consumption, growing the piles of toxic waste, because that's an extrapolation of the present, which is the only thing they can talk about.
Well, a lot of that goes. A lot of that goes back to, again, I like to point back to Auguste Comte, the founder of the philosophy of positivism, where he basically says that, you know, everything is relative, and that is the only absolute. But he was also in that bringing forward this idea, which has completely embedded itself within our entire structure, where everything is of the five senses nature. Everything is right now. This brings out the me, my mind generation, as you were alluding to, the I, me, my mind. The whole idea of being locked up absolutely in the present with no idea for the future and disregarding all of the metaphysical and the theological arguments of the past, all of the wisdom of our ancestors, is all just now, 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 reality, relativism. And so we really have a problem in that. We're going to come into a break here in about another minute, Galen. But one of the other things that you brought up in the last hour, just kind of in review for the listeners, we all know the phrase that liars figure, but figures don't lie. And the audience may not be aware of what or where Springfield, Missouri is, but Springfield is a large city or large area inside of the southwest quadrant of Missouri. And here in the southwest corner of Missouri, we also have to our south the Benton County area, the home of Walmart. And you're right, from the talks that you've given, Galen, folks, you can go out in the country where there's no street lights or anything like that, and I can look to the south and I can see the glow of Benton County, and I can look off to the east and I can see the glow of Springfield. Those are people, and they're going to be coming here looking for food. Folks, we'll be right back after this break. Stay with us.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions. solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at debtcrisissolutions.com. That's debtcrisissolutions.com today.
And we've returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local. Again, those call-in numbers are 866-841-1065. And in the Austin, Texas area, you can call in 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. My special guest today is Galen Chadwick. He's with the Well-Fed Neighbor Alliance. I met him at a public meeting. I've listened to him give his presentation at two separate meetings. And we have a real problem, basically. If you are in one of those situations like we are here, where we can look up in the horizon at night and we can see these large glowing lights from major metropolitan regions nearby, people all over the United States, Galen, are finding themselves unemployed and homeless and even worse, upside down and inside out because they followed this fiat money system and it wound up biting them. But as we look for things that we can do, as we look towards more positive and productive uses of our time and our intellects, let's go into some of the ideas that you've advanced about how we can find trades and crafts and skills right where we are and energize our own economy locally.
Right. Well, buy local, you know, we all say buy local, but how do you know what that means? We've got to what I encourage every county I speak in is for someone there to volunteer to start listing and the resources that they're there, not only products still made by anybody, but ones that used to be made that could be revived, and the resources. Imagine you were a quartermaster of an army. You'd need to go out and canvass your county and find out who still had an old combine that could be fixed up, who historically grew wheat, who still knows how to grow wheat, and then figure out how many acres you're going to need just to feed your own county population. Stone County right now doesn't have a single blade of wheat, and like it's made, this is Missouri, southern Missouri. Those of you who have heard of Branson, Missouri, would know where that is. People say, well, you can't grow anything here but rocks. But in 1899, the people of Stone County grew 10,231 acres of wheat, because that's how much they needed to eat their daily bread, and that was with mules and steam power. Now, every county I'm looking at here in the state of Missouri, with maybe the exception of two or three, can no longer not only feed the people in those cities, that big glow of light you're talking about, they can't feed themselves. Now, this has happened because sustainable livelihoods through income from food system jobs, and I'm not talking just about farmers, the crops, that's not possible for the food system workers, and that includes waitresses and food handlers and farm workers and cooks. It's only possible now for large-scale farmers and corporate farmers. We've seen a collectivist takeover of our farming system that no communist country has ever achieved. Now, people might want to stop and think about that for a minute. But I want to give the practical solutions. Excuse me for this little cold I've got here, William. You go county by county, go down to those stockyards and the livestock sales auctions and get a few farmers together and send a truck over to Kansas where you could still buy a few bushels of hard red wheat and show them how to store it. And don't put it in one big silo in the middle of town where the National Guards are going to sit on it in the state of a national emergency, but distribute it in each and every farm right where it needs to be. This man might put in 5 acres now. This one might put in 10. And now if there's people that are starting to lose their farms, just like it always has been the case, through a mortgage or default, or they're getting old and no one to pass it on to, let's say it's a $400,000 farm with a lot of good bottomland. Well, if you get 800 people out of that county with $500 each to have a share in it, buy that farm. Let that old couple live out their life. They know how to farm it and how to teach us to do it, but then you've got several hundred acres of good bottomland you've all got to share in, and your churches can do this, your Kiwanis, your Rotary. Americans need to organize and start looking at this land as their land. Way back in 1850, the Republican Party was founded on the slogan, free soil, free men. And we have got to get back from a virtual reality in which everybody's shuffling papers, suing each other, or flipping hamburgers, back to one in which we're going to have to take the obligations of personal responsibility. That means not only learning how to defend ourselves and our neighbors and each other and our own people, but how to do some hard work and how to grow things. And I'm not romanticizing the past or saying there was a lot of things we could have done better in those days, or trying to sweep under rugs under the social pathologies that are hidden in the shadow side of every generation that's ever lived here. But knowing what we know now about good soil practices, good rotational practices, and good horticultural practices, we can be very, very efficient. Organic gardening is not new. It's what used to exist across the earth until just a few years ago, when big pharma and the big chemical companies and big oil stole our heritage, destroyed our seed crops, and now are working in the National House of Representatives through H.R. 875 and other raft of Monsanto-backed and sponsored bills to deprive us of the ability to own our own seeds.
Exactly.
Grow our own tomatoes, lest we contaminate their intellectual property. They're calling for $1 million a day fine and snitch rules, and they're not even saying on farms anymore. The word they use is premises. Folks, if this doesn't wake people up, then I'm afraid we're not worth fighting for. So what I say is we need in this state a food sovereignty act at our legislative level that gives every human being, including somebody with a tomato plant in their patio, the right to sue Monsanto $1 million a day if their monstrosities, their genetically modified organisms, and now they're experimenting with the Terminator gene in 50-50 partnership with the U.S. federal government. That should come as no surprise to people that have been paying attention. If that gets out and contaminates our world food supply, we're toast.
Well, we've been hearing the reports coming from Europe that there are places, I think it's in Iceland, where in the permafrost, where they're actually building these seed banks where they can store the seeds, because they're very concerned that the upper levels, the upper echelons as well, about this global contamination from the various frankenfoods. So, yeah, folks, this is some very real discussion that's happening here, and there are things that we can do, and the idea of establishing or declaring food sovereignty. My goodness, you know, how far we've come, Galen, that we would have to even advance such foolishness. But the reality is that this is the hour, and it may very well be a timely thing to do.
Well, William, I know you have listeners all across the United States, and what I would urge your listeners to do, if they can't do anything else, if they can move a couple fingers on one hand and write a letter, please write your state legislators and your so-called leaders and tell them you want a Food Sovereignty Act. Now, it's illegal to do that in 15 states, by the way. You might want to look up, those of you on the website, I think it's the Environmental Commons, and you'll find where there's been preemptive legislation sponsored by these multinationals to supersede all state, local, and municipal ordinances of laws that you might want to create. They've been working in advance. Now, there's a few that's been fighting back. There's a couple of states that have made it illegal for these corporations to buy up every square inch of their state and drive the people off. But that's all part of your trilateral and all of that nonsense these people are pushing down our throats. But write a letter, and I'm sorry to say, I was just up in the Missouri State House yesterday, and I didn't find anything that resembled leadership or statesmanship up there. I'm afraid that our leaders are not just as clueless as the people in general. They're more so, because they're advancing their own political career first, and they're in the pay, they're bought and sold by these huge multinational corporations that can write and do write immense checks and keep their, just like a pig, they've got a ring through their nose, and trying to find one man up there is like trying to plow the beach with a lamp in broad daylight looking for an honest man. But if they feel the wind of popular sentiment at the back, some of these folks will suddenly discover they've got a backbone.
That's right. They sure will, folks. We'll pick it up on the other side. We'll have a break here, and we'll come back on the other side.
always remember it with those in the strongest voice. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local in the bottom of the second hour as we head into the long segment of this broadcast. Galen, we have a real serious problem, and I think I know that you would understand and agree, but I think that one of the things that we're dealing with, one of the challenges that we're dealing with, is this malaise that lays across the people, and it's, I think, partly a process from education and the media, of course, but everyone believes that someone else is going to do something. So wait for someone else to do something. But when we come down to this particular time, this particular juncture in our country's development, and of course we're still a new country, a young country, but when we come down to this particular point, or on something so very serious as food, and particularly at this time period where it looks to me as though the globalists are making their mad dash for the finish line to erect their global superstate, the global plantation, the global feudalism. You know, there are certain aspects of localism that I absolutely loathe, despise, and detest because I know the agenda. But at the same time, I couldn't agree with you more from the standpoint that it is absolutely imperative that we take this particular bull by the horn and assert, at least, if not legally, lawfully, our right to eat. You know, our bodies are our number one property. And I believe very, very firmly that our bodies are basically the chalice that carries the mind and the spirit. And if we can't nourish the body, then we have no property left. But let's pick it up. What more can we do locally to get this started?
All right. You're going to have to find the leaders. I agree, William. most of our people are in a trance, and there are several reasons for this. I think it was, was it Voltaire that said, government is that fiction by which everyone seeks to live off the work of everybody else. That's part of it. You look at the statistics for our city, the single largest category is government employees. Now, that includes good people, social services, and other things we need. The second is health, education, and we're talking tens and tens of thousands of people. There's advertisement, there's leisure, there's insurance, there's on and on and on, but food isn't even a subset of other. So the first thing is you have to understand, like the woman that confronted one of our people in the grocery store last week, she says, why are you people always going on and on about the poor dairy farmer? Why don't you just get your milk at the grocery store like everybody else?
Exactly.
And if you understand, she represents the part, the 50% of our population that makes the upper half of the bell curve of intelligence possible, you're going to see what kind of a task we've had against us. So first thing is identify people that are awake, capable, and are not hanging on by their fingernails. A lot of people agree with all of this, and it's all they can do to survive from one paycheck to the next. You're going to look for those young George Washingtons and Thomas Jeffersons that have a strategic view of the state you live in. Figure out which counties can still provide for themselves. Figure out which states. I don't think there's any, but the exception of the North Dakota, South Dakota, maybe Minnesota, that can actually feed their own population anymore. But get people and get them down to the county level, because it's the county sheriff, and the distances from your county line to the county seat, and here in Missouri anyway, we're all determined by horse and buggy of what you could haul to market and back in one day. And that's the logical food print of the people living there. And you're going to need historical researchers to tell you what used to grow there. And by all means, get those folks in their 90s and their 80s and late 70s and sit down with a tape recorder. My goodness, here next door in Webster County, I don't know how many people I've talked to that said, well, I grew up in the 30s here. We never even saw money. We never touched money. I didn't know I was poor until I was told I was poor, but we ate well and we took care of each other and our neighbors, and life was pretty good even in the hardest of times. Now, you're going to have to start getting little local directories. First start county by county. Here in Missouri, we're working across the 20-county area just to begin with, and we've created a well-fed neighbor brand, and we're going to have a market basket approach, bring it to towns. Let me also tell you a few things, models that you can use, because people are rightly concerned about this vertical integration. How do you get the food into the cities if it's not going to be flown in the belly of a plane from New Zealand or China or wherever? Well, the Food Circles Project up in Kansas City here in Missouri has pioneered this integration, the good-natured farms. Diana Endicott started. There's 150 farms now down on the Missouri-Kansas line that are selling everything from farmer's cheese to free-range eggs. They've got their own little slaughterhouse that's FDA approved, not for 10,000 cows a day, for 8 to 10 cows a day. And the hen house grocery chain, there's 12 of them, 12 supermarkets in Kansas City. They're buying everything these folks can produce. You look at the independent hog farmers in Missouri, the few that still haven't been crowded out by the multinational giants. We find that for honey-cured hams, Missouri people in Boone County and everywhere in Missouri will pay up to 15% more to buy food they know is local and wholesome. Now, the big food giants say, hey, it's food safety, food security. We're protecting you people. But you stop and think about the salmonella poisoning, the peanut poisoning, the melamine poisoning. It's all being brought to you by these very same people that are shoving through legislation in the name of food security designed to do nothing else but to crowd out the little independent farmer and take it all under their control. We are becoming serfs on our own land. And until people understand that they have that their imagined liberties can vanish on the turn of a dime in a single day, all President Obama or any president has to do is say, gentlemen and citizens, my fellow citizens, due to the unfortunate events today in fill-in-the-blank part of the globe, I've had to been forced to declare a state of national emergency. All planes, trains are going to stop. You're going to stay right where you are. Retire to your homes. There's going to be a dusk-to-dawn curfew. And within 72 hours, there's going to be reported stations for you to line up and get your food stamps and your gasoline ration stamps and stay tuned. Well, you're going to stay tuned for the rest of your life because we're not producing enough to eat anywhere in this country much anymore, much less anything else. And we've been brought to a state of virtual, we're in a state of virtual slavery that's going to become the fact the day that this happens. And then it's too late. So what you first got to do is find one, somebody that understands what I'm talking about, what you've been talking about all these years, William, and two, has the capacity to organize like a quartermaster or any other person responsible for the lives of many people, quantify what we do and do not have anymore. I found out we've got a 2 to 4 foot coal seam just in a couple counties north of us that was closed down and covered over. We're getting our coal that powers all the electricity for 500,000 people in these four counties here from Wyoming. That's coming almost 1,000 miles away, and we've got coal 40 miles away. But in the name of efficiency and industrialization, every time someone uses that argument, know for certain they have broken the chain between the farmer and the consumer, inserted themselves in it to make money off both ends. And every time they can break that chain, whether it's food, or clothing, or shoes, building materials, they can charge you every stage of the way. And now we've got farmers making 2 cents on the dollar. Used to make 40 cents on the dollar back when we were wealthy and prosperous as a community. And all these guys at the top, we know what they're making. That's another thing. We have to understand that this system is no longer being run by the consent of the people. And my advice is to anyone listening in any state out there, if your state does not have food sovereignty, I think you need to suspend any other political alliance or agreement you've got with any other state or collection of states until you get back to the point you are a free and sovereign people and can negotiate from a position of sovereignty.
Well, in the Constitution itself, I believe it says there's wording that that establishes that there should be no treaties made between the states. And what we have now are these multi-jurisdictional task forces. What we have now are these MSAs, the metropolitan statistical areas that run across the boundaries from one state to another. One of the things that you mentioned in your presentations was the concept of shortening the lines between us and our food. And so we can understand that when we go out of state to try and find our energy, when we go out of state to find this and to find that, always we come back to the very beginnings of trouble, the beginnings of sorrow, the Interstate Commerce Commission, originally established to control the monopolies in the railroad, and they turned around and gave it all to the railroads. Then they went to the trucking industry, got rid of all of the independent trucking, basically, and brought it back under these half a dozen or more cartels. We find that in the food all the way down the line. So, as you mentioned, it's so difficult with this political established two-party political system and all of the various committees. Whenever a committee is formed, folks, based on the grievance of the people, that committee then turns around and becomes a breeding nest for the very people that we were railing against. So these are things we should be aware of, understand, and begin right where we are. Galen, we'll be right back after this break.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president.
Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
And we've returned right here on Become Vocal Local. Galen, this is the last segment of today. Just before we get into the closing moments, we always seem to wind up on this broadcast talking right into the closing. I want to first of all thank you for taking the time out this morning to share your message with the audience and bringing this information to the people at such a timely manner. But at the same time, I'm going to give out that website again, folks. Please note it. It's wellfedneighbor.com. That's www.wellfedneighbor.com. You can go on and check out the their website, the Well Fed Neighbor Alliance. And then there's also an email listed on that website. Can we give that out on air?
Yes, it's info@wellfedneighbor.com, and that's how you can communicate with me or other people. I'm just one person in the Well Fed Neighbor Alliance. Other people will have different perspectives and views. We're not an organization that's promoting anything other than coming together to create jobs and to bring community-based food systems back into our life.
Well, go ahead and close out, if you will, on whatever you would like to leave with the audience, because we'd like to have you back again perhaps in the future and go into some of these areas that we've opened up in greater detail. But before we run out of time today, closing ideas, thoughts for the audience so that they can go away and have their plate full.
Well, a full plate is what I think is at the heart of our message. And to ensure that you're going to have a full plate, I'm not predicting or saying any particular terrible thing is going to happen, but there is no backup plan. There is no plan B. And it's up to you, the people that are listening to this broadcast right now, to start organizing, and I say get your community. Now, these farmers markets are good. You want to support them, but there's much, much more. Even if everyone in every backyard was producing food like they did in World War II, that's only 40% of the food. What are you going to eat the rest of the winter? 60% of your diet, or our diet typically, for bread, grains, cereals, is broadacre crops. This has got to be an integration between your farming community, your distribution, and your local food chains. It's going to take people knowledgeable in these things and that are motivated to bring back the historic wealth and equality that we had, much broader based, when the people that fed the other people were respected and held their head up high when they came in town and were paid what they were worth, rather than this inverted pyramid of making money off everybody else's work. So, and we also need to affirm our highest values when we're getting into this. That means that we've got historically marginalized people that have always been with us, a discrepancy of power due to race, gender, class, and wealth. We don't want to drag those same old divisions right back into this and end up with local barons monopolizing our food instead of transnational barons monopolizing it. This is particularly important. So we need to promote equality for the people and do something that the United States government has refused to do, and this is important. There is no guarantee of right to food in the United States by design.
Well, I'd have to interject that FEMA has come out openly and stated that there is nothing in their plans to protect you, dear listeners, and so it's going to be up to us, and we're going to have to get away from this foolish concept that you know, Big Brother is going to take care of us. We see how well Big Brother has dipped into the future wealth of the nation with trillions and trillions and trillions thrown into the cyberspace, if you will, digital dollars, endless debts, a debt that cannot be paid or repaid, will not be repaid, and so Lord only knows what they have in mind. But the idea, really, folks, when we think about wealth, you know, Adam Smith said it so well, it's land, labor, and capital. And capital does not necessarily mean dollars. It does not necessarily mean shekels or gold. There are many forms of capital. But we have kind of become delinked from that, land, labor, and capital. We have been delinked from the idea that whatever a man joins his labor to becomes his own property, his lock style. That we've been delinked from that. And we are now basically just under house arrest in this country on a 72-hour cycle. And we saw that when the fuel prices went up, when we see that when we go to the grocery and there's no bananas or no bread or very poor selections. You know, it's just like a return to Stalin's gulag series, Lenin's, you know. So there are things we can do, folks. Empower yourself right where you are. Be proactive, to use the terminology, not waiting for someone else. But there's also these various alliances. You know, in the 70s, Galen, we had in the city of Seattle, I was part of we called it a food conspiracy. And we were basically just a bunch of students who were pooling our resources to buy foods in bulk. And so when the food came in, we would all take our shopping sacks and we would go and we'd cut up the big wheels of cheese and our mason jars and come home with fresh milk and stuff like that. And so there may be a resurgence right now in this first decade of the 21st century where these ideas from the past will become more and more important as we go forward. But certainly for all those who are unemployed, make these alliances with the local farming community. You may become the person that actually brings the food to Springfield or to Joplin or to Kansas City or to St. Louis or Dallas or wherever you might be listening, San Francisco. Think of those cities, and they're going to be sitting there with empty pantries, and someone's going to need to bring the food. Are you going to be that someone, or are you going to wait for someone else to do it?
Well, that's it. And please don't wait to check out that DVD, which is The Future of Food. And on June 12th, there's going to be a nationwide showing and selected audience of Food, Inc. And I advise everyone to see this, except those of you that are prone to high blood pressure, because after your anger goes through betrayal and then the sense of how helpless we are and have become, you're going to realize, I hope, that localism in alternative food systems provides the only defensive position against the disempowering and homogenizing effects of globalization. So we need to turn to these local issues as if your lives depended on it, because in certain cases, that may be coming to your neighborhood soon. It certainly is. you imagine the effects of Katrina now spread across the United States if our transport system is terminated, shut down for any reason, and you've got a Katrina on a national scale, and no one's coming to bail you out of this one. So we need to get active on this and understand there's no downside to this. Please understand this. We're not dividing people, we're feeding them. We're not shooting each other, we're feeding each other. We're creating jobs, we're getting back our ability to be a sovereign people based on the fact that we're feeding ourselves and not like little babies with our mouths open waiting for somebody in China to spoon feed us. We've got to wake up, wake up there. Get it into your churches, get it into your civic organizations, get it into your schools. But most of all, get going.
Absolutely. There can't be any stronger message than that. I come on with that every single day. You know, there are things that we can do. We constantly are led to believe that we need to look to some distant place, Washington D.C. or New York or any place else, The Hague, or any place else on the planet. Folks, the solutions are local. All politics are local, and so we work locally. All the trouble that'll ever, you know, come against you in your life always finds you right where you are, picking up your tent and going someplace else. No matter where you go, there you are. So you'll find the same problems globally, because no matter where you go on this planet, the same master blasters are behind the curtain pulling the levers of power. And so you can be most effective right where you are. Find the solutions that work for you. If you're locked up in the city and you have no way out, limited funds, limited transportation, you can garden right in town. There are things that you can do to feed yourself and your neighbors. And if you can't do the work, perhaps you have no sight, or perhaps you're wheelchair bound, then you can at least lend your knowledge and your support and perhaps your financial help to those that actually can, and maybe they'll be the ones that bring you a jar of beans when you need it. Galen, thank you so very much for joining us today. I really appreciated having you come on. We've got just a few minutes or a few seconds left in today's broadcast. Again, any encouraging word or thing that you'd like to leave the audience with?
We can do this, William. And please understand, like local, sustainable has become popular as a descriptive term, but by itself, sustainability is an empty concept. What matters is what is to be sustained and how it is to be sustained and over what time frame. Now, we need to reconnect with the past, not return to the past, but connect to the things that actually were viable and localized and gave us the basis for all of our rights and our abilities.
Absolutely. And folks, we're all out of time. Galen, thank you so much for joining us. And we'll be back tomorrow, people. Be sure and join us then.
One county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions. solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at debtcrisissolutions.com. That's debtcrisissolutions.com today.
As America limps on its last legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.